You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, Cookunity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. Get ready to eat meals delivered directly to your door. All tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Get what you're craving. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter crave before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's cookunity.com/crave.
Off the ball.
Rugby.
He's a very good player, and on his day, he's a massive threat on the wing. So that is a bit of competition that we need at the left wing, with James Lowe not firing as good as he has in the recent past.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Football Show on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today.
Yeah, that is Jason Malumbi, the Irish international midfielder, in conversation with our own Stephen Doyle in Budapest after the incredible 3-2 win for the Republic of Ireland against Hungary today. The Troy Parrott hat-trick securing progression to the World Cup playoffs in March. We will hear from Heimir Hallgrímsson very shortly as well. I know Steve has been in conversation with him as well. Delighted to bring back into the show our man in Budapest, Stephen Doyle. Steve-O, what's been going through your head? Because you witnessed it in the stadium. Obviously, we were watching from the studio here, losing our minds. I'm sure you were losing your own mind in the press box as well, in the Puskás Arena.
Yeah, well, you're kind of like, you're always conscious, Shane, of, look, I'm a journalist here first and foremost. I'm here to record what's happening, to report the news. And I kind of almost, I'm almost regretting not celebrating a bit more when the goal went in. But I was just trying to keep my wits together and remember what had happened. I credited Nathan Collins with the header down for Troy Parrott for the goal. In fact, it was Liam Scales, as we know now. A brilliant, brilliant header by Liam Scales. What a window he's had for the Republic of Ireland. But I'm still kind of pinching myself, Shane. These kind of things don't normally, or don't regularly anyway, happen for the Irish football team. You know, we've at the end of so many bad luck stories and, you know, just grim nights in Irish football, especially over the last several years, certainly since the Republic of Ireland last qualified for a European Championship major tournament. And look, they're not there yet. There's obviously still two playoffs to go. But look, as Heimir Hallgrímsson said after the Portugal game, you got to celebrate the victories and the wins, and they should certainly celebrate this one tonight. But I was speaking to a couple of journalist colleagues just coming back down to the press area where we were going to do the press conference and interviews. And I think we're all in agreement. It was almost like it did kind of go slow motion when Caoimhín Kelleher knocked that long ball to Scales, and Scales heads the ball down to Troy Parrott. And I was thinking, I don't think he's going to score here. It's like he hadn't got enough room. And then when he did kick the ball, you're kind of going, oh, I think that's gone wide. And it was just like the net just rattled in. You're kind of going, oh my God, that's actually in the goal. And then just that surreal silence that just went right around the stadium among the Hungary supporters, who are in complete shock. And then to our left, then you just see the Irish supporters going absolutely wild. It was just incredible, absolutely incredible. Let's not compare it to some of the other great moments we've had in Irish football, but that is shot right up there. Troy Parrott is going to remember this night for the rest. Like he said, Thursday night was the best night of his life. I sadly didn't get to speak to him after the game, but I would say this is completely overtaken that as the greatest night of his life.
Yeah, and I know his mother was on radio during the week singing his praises and talking about how emotional she was after the Portugal game, or during the Portugal game. I can only imagine what she was like watching that game today. But like you say, not to compare it to previous ones, and we said it on air, Steve-O, as soon as the goal went in, like the similarities between that goal and the Robbie Keane goal in Ibaraki against Germany, the knockdown from Scales akin to that from Niall Quinn years ago, it was an eerily similar goal. And in some ways, equally as important, like what such an important moment in Irish footballing history as well.
It is. And you know what? Isn't it great as well, Shane? I saw somebody tweeting as well. It's something I'm always very conscious of. Just where all of these players come from. You know, there was players there tonight from Waterford, Cork, Galway, Dublin, Meath. Waterford, did I mention? Jason Malumbi, of course. A really good, I think it was 9 counties in total represented in that team, 4 different provinces, and they've all contributed to this amazing night. like, because sometimes I suppose Dublin football can be so Dublin-centric sometimes, you know. But we've shown over the last decade or so, like, the really good spread of players from right around the country. And, absolutely incredible stuff. And Liam Scales, can I just say on Liam Scales as well, because I remember watching Liam Scales coming through at UCD, and he certainly looked like a real talent, and he got that transfer to Shamrock Rovers. And he was developed really well there by Stephen Bradley, who, because he came in as a centre-back and ended up playing a lot of his time as a left wing-back for Shamrock Rovers before he got his move to Celtic. And, you know, it took him a bit of time to find his feet at Celtic. He's played centre-back mainly, but has filled in at left-back sometimes. And he's such a nice guy as well. He always kind of just carries himself so well. He speaks so well. Very intelligent guy, well-educated. And just a really nice fella, very, you know, there's no airs or grace about him, you know, he's a very down-to-earth kind of fella. And, like, to come up with a moment like that, for him as well, to show that composure, to knock that ball down to Troy Parrott, absolutely, I'm so happy for him and his family as well. He's obviously from County Wicklow as well, another one of the counties represented in that team. So, brilliant for him as well, like, absolutely.
You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. Get ready-to-eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Get what you're craving. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter crave before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's cookunity.com/crave.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MAC25.
Yeah, so many heroes. And even, like, and I know we tend to talk about him a lot. He's the first name in the team sheet. But Quívin Kelleher, a couple of big moments in the save with the left hand for Dominic Zobersly as well, is all the more important now. Like, again, he keeps Ireland in games and had some big moments today, Steve-O.
Yeah, he really does. And it's his calmness, isn't it? That's his big, big strength. There's times sometimes you'd see Keller making saves and ball might spit out into the box. You're kind of going, ooh, that's a bit, leaving us in a bit of a tricky situation. But, you know, overall, like, his control of his area in set-piece situations, his height, his ability to get up high and catch balls, his shot-saving brilliance. As we know, he's very good saving spot kicks as well. He just brings that lovely calmness, which I'd imagine as a centre-half and even for the fullbacks, it must be just brilliant having a goalkeeper like that behind you, just to bring that sense of calm to the team. But I got a taxi down, Shane, to after the game, down to a place called Publin here in Budapest. Now, unfortunately, there's only, strangely enough, a handful of Irish fans in here. I was hoping to maybe talk to a few, but they're all having a quiet enough night in there. So I might have to take off somewhere else and try and find some more Irish fans to find out where they're gathered. Because, well, look, they were enjoying themselves in the stadium anyway. It was absolutely brilliant to see.
Yeah, they'll be out late, no doubt. the conversation ends now, doesn't it, Steve, around him or Hallgrimsson and whether or not he's the man to take the team into the next qualifying campaign. Presumably that question has been answered over today and Thursday night.
Yeah, absolutely. I think even if it had been a narrow defeat or a draw tonight, I think there would have still had to be just even talks around how the team has certainly showed progression. You know, it's been like, look, we all know his situation in taking over the team in the manner that he did wasn't ideal, and that was all down to Mark Canham, the former chief football officer with the FAI, in the way that he dawdled so much with regard to choosing a successor to Stephen Kenny. And by the time he did get around to appointing Hamer Hallgrimsson, he was left with no time at all to prepare a squad and get them ready. He lost those June friendly matches in June of last year, and then took over the team for the first time for a competitive game when they took on England in the Nations League. There was no way for a manager to come in and take over a team and try to find his best players. So it's been really hard for him. I think, look, there's no doubt he's definitely made mistakes. He made mistakes in this campaign. I felt, you know, when he played Matt Doherty as a left back in that game against Hungary, the setup of the team in Armenia as well, there were mistakes. And even, I think, like he might have been slow to find out his best. And look, there was the Wyscout thing was something that was hanging over him as well. Like, you know, the whole reluctance not to go and see players in the flesh, to watch games in person and to rely on an online platform to kind of find out which players he wanted to select for a squad. So there were negatives along the way. But I don't think we can argue with the fact now that the team has shown progress. There's still question marks, I think, over some players in the team. There were mistakes tonight. There were players who weren't at their best. And that'll have to be analysed. And I hope it's analysed with a cold, hard eye from Hamer Hallgrimsson and his coaching staff. But absolutely, with regard to his future now, you know, he's going to have to be in charge for the playoff games and beyond. You would think, you know, has he bought himself time right up until the European Championship? You would think so. Maybe at this stage, you would feel that he's there, certainly earned a contract to go to take him up to that European Championship, which Ireland are going to be hosting. But then the thing is as well, what did the FAI do with regard to money? Because he is on a salary that is way lower than any of his predecessors. And whether he's happy to remain on that, well, that's between him and the FAI now at this stage.
He's always a man who's quite calm in press conferences, Steve. Like, I know you've spoken to him and we'll play that audio out very shortly on the show. But what sort of a mood was he in after the game?
Yeah, I suppose there was a bit of... you might say Father Ted, Golden Cleric Awards, kind of a vibe to the some of the answers. He made a point of saying publicly to us, and it's a message that he was getting to the players, that, you know, you're going to be getting a lot of text messages. You're going to be getting a lot of people who call you their friend now, coming and congratulating you and celebrating with you or wanting to celebrate the victory with you. But you got to remember... who were the people that were texting you and messaging you when things weren't going well, when you were losing games? And he said, they're the people that are special to you. They're the people that you need to thank and to remember. And then he also moved on to liars. I'm joking. he said, with regards to, you know, the Irish team, success is they're in a kind of a positive spiral now. That's the kind of situation that they're in. And they need to, you know, I suppose, move on to these playoffs and try and build on that success they've had. And he said it after the Portugal game as well. He says they have to find out what created the situation for them to have this victory tonight. What were the kind of, I suppose, the ingredients that went into this very successful cake mixture, you might say, and to analyse that and to pick it apart and to kind of, I suppose, remember that going into these playoff games next spring.
Do you care about the draw Thursday? Like, you know, it's funny because until the Portugal win, Steve-O, I hadn't even looked at the playoff system, how it was going to be set up, and then all of a sudden I had an interest on Friday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, and now particularly we all have an interest, and that draw is going to be in Switzerland on Thursday lunchtime, and it's amazing to have that to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And, you know, I to be honest with you, all I know is Ireland are in pot three. What that means for Ireland, I'm not too sure. All I can tell you is that it's definitely going to be an away match for the semi-final, possibly for the final as well, but definitely it's going to be away for the semi-final. And who we play, I'm honestly not too sure, because we're going to have to wait to see how the rest of the groups pan out this evening, because obviously Ireland kicking off early, so many games coming after this one. But... you know, like, you would... There's going to be certain teams you will want to avoid. Would you be thinking, going into these next games, we can beat anyone, having beaten Portugal and Hungary? I'm not too sure. I would be kind of putting more on the Hungary game, because I really do feel like Portugal underestimated Ireland on Thursday night, and they were far too relaxed going into that game and didn't take it seriously enough. So I think the Hungary win here in Budapest carries more weight to go to the city of a very, very good football team with a couple of big stars like Szoboszlai and Kerkez, and to get the win here. But yeah, I'm not going to go as far as say, look, give us anybody, we'll take anybody on. But you know, let's hope for a good draw that we can definitely try and try and aim to win.
Yeah, of course. And first off, the under-17s, of course, have their World Cup last 16 tie against the Swiss on Tuesday. We look forward to that one. Steve-O, I'll let you go off. I know you're going to be chatting to some fans or looking for some fans in the ruined bars of Budapest. Enjoy, and thanks a million for all today.
Thanks a million, Shane. All the best.
Cheers, Steve-O. Stephen Doyle, our man in Budapest there for the afternoon. And what an afternoon it was.
The Football Show on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by William Hill. Download the app and play today.
You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters, with 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small-batch meals. Get ready-to-eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.